Blog Talk Radio.
To welcome you all to the show regarding cryptocurrency and the stock market investing, please don't hesitate to purchase the ebook written by Pedro Thomas, My Haunted Tales of Crypto, Volume 1, available right now for purchase on the following platforms: BarnesandNoble.com, Nook.com, Amazon.com, and the ebook can also be purchased on the website TheCryptoGeekLLC.com. That's TheCryptoGeekLLC.com. It's extremely interesting because we've been talking about this for a very long time. And we're here right now in the very moment of launching Stock Talk with Pedro, hosted by Pedro Thomas, and executive produced by me, DJ Innovator. And what is it? Well, it's a podcast based around financial literacy and helping building generational wealth. And so a lot of you have been on the fence. You've been hearing about cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, stock market, maybe Robinhood and other platforms, but you don't really know how to get involved, but you want to be involved. And you're even in some conversations and you're acting like you know, but you don't know because you don't want to be embarrassed. Well, we're here for you. And the thing is, we're not professionals. We're folks that have either made mistakes, but we've learned from them, built up our portfolios, got more involved in stocks, learned more about the coins, the altcoins, the stable coins, the ETFs, the NFTs. So we know the terminology and we can help you along the way. So this podcast is really going to be a beneficial tool for especially people of color who have just gotten turned on to this stuff. So we want to help you along the way. Get off the fence and get involved in the market. Get you some stocks, get you some bonds, and you know, keep going and building your generational wealth. And even going to have some professionals come on the show as well and talk about different things from, you know, buying insurance policies that are beneficial for you for building generational wealth, and professionals on the real estate side and all that great stuff. So give us some of your attention. Tune into the podcast. Get involved. We'll be right back. All right, so we are back, and I am waiting for Pedro to get logged into the show. He is not on the platform at the moment. He says he's on, but I don't see him, so if I don't see him, I can't get him into dialogue with everyone. So, P, if you are there, you're going to need to call in because you're not on the platform. You're saying you can hear me, but I do not visually see you, which means you can't interact if I don't see you on the show. We got your host in queue, so we are waiting on you, sir. All right, so let's get back to it. One more commercial break. Stock Talk with Pedro podcast show is sponsored by PNT Multimedia Group and Publishing LLC. All right, let's try this again. First of all, I guess I can bring the host on the show, get him live, get him in here. Are you there, is this Swift? Let's see. Nothing there. Try this one more time. Come back after a quick break. All right, we're still waiting on the host to call in. So let's see here. We've got a lot of going on. So let me just, as we wait for him, we're going to be talking about exploring the world of NFTs tonight. And so some of the topics we're going to cover is what is an NFT? Why are NFTs so important? And do NFTs hold any real value within the crypto marketplace? So I believe we have the host in queue. Let's go to him now.
Good evening, everybody. This is Stock Talk with Pedro Thomas, DJ Innovator. This is episode 3. We are, you know, and I do apologize for the technical difficulties, but we finally got it together. Tonight's show is a big show. We're talking about the world of NFTs and everything that is engulfed with NFTs. Do they hold real value in the crypto marketplace? How many scams have been successful in wiping out investors' crypto portfolios? That's really been important. Okay, we've got a big exclusive interview with CEO, President of Swiftco Entertainment, Eric, Mr. Swift to you, Finley, tonight. So a little bit later on in the show. So I hope you guys are able to stay on, check that out. It's going to be epic. The brother's going to break down his investing portfolio and how long he's been investing in the space, whether it be crypto, stocks, ETFs. He's also going to share a little bit of history on his company and in regards to all the little business ventures that make up Swiftco Entertainment Incorporated. So with that being said, we'll also be talking about and bringing to you live, people, all of the latest and hottest topics in the stock markets, in the real estate markets, in the crypto markets that's going on in the news today. So with that being said, let's go ahead and get into it.
Let's go.
Always before we start a show, we always like to read the disclaimer notice to you guys. Again, this is a public platform where we are self-taught investors, okay? So I like to read to you. You should know that on behalf of the cast and crew of Stock Talk with Pedro podcast show, we are not professional stockbrokers or investment professionals. We are not advising anyone to follow our footsteps in regards to our investments based off of our own perspectives. You should conduct your own personal research before getting involved in the world of investing. Therefore, PNT Multimedia Group and Publishing LLC does not take any responsibility nor accountability for any financial gains of the profits and or losses that you may experience by trying to emulate our personal experiences. So with that being said, let's get into it. DJ Innovator on the ones and twos.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Man, NFTs, man, non-fungible tokens. A lot of people have been really up in arms about, you know, this whole cryptocurrency thing. They really think it's really just involved in coins. But what they don't really understand is that NFTs are on the other side of the fence, okay? Mm-hmm. And basically, you know, NFTs are what, if anybody's new to the space, are non-fungible tokens. And basically, a non-fungible token is a digital asset. So an NFT can be anything like memorabilia, old memorabilia, art, something, jewelry. It can be music. If there's, you know, individual has a music catalog, can turn their works into NFTs.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, again, it's very interesting how these non-fungible tokens, you know, are just little digital wallets. They're little digital images. And, you know, they're subjected to be worth in the future trillions and trillions of dollars. However, there's been a lot of scams happening lately. And you're familiar with that, just as well as I am. And Swift, you know, again, you know, this is supposed to be the wave of the future from what a lot of crypto enthusiasts believe. That hasn't been, quote unquote, I want to say, stamped for approval by a lot of people. If that was the case, NFTs would be much more of value than I think they are now, if that was the case. Do you believe that there's an importance? I want to ask you that, DJ Innovator.
So I've been doing a lot of research behind the scenes, and for the here and now, I think that there's an importance in the space. But how important that remains to be seen. I think that it's a viable opportunity, but how viable, I don't understand, you know, the true dynamics of the NFT in itself, because I kind of liken it to, you know, photographers. Back in the day, you had a bevy of photographers, and they took these photos, and those photos, in order to be licensed or used in magazine covers, advertisements, they had to be licensed back from that photographer. So I'm trying to understand grand scheme of things, much like that, how can that really be worth trillions, to an average person? I just don't get it, owning an NFT, how it can hold that much value when photos that photojournalists and photographers had didn't have that amount of, you know, value. So that's kind of why I'm on the fence.
Well, and I get it. A lot of people within the space who are intermediate professional level crypto investors and NFT investors basically know about fungible assets. And a fungible asset is one that is easy to exchange for something else of the same type of value. So basically, non-fungible tokens are digital collectibles that frequently reflect real world aspects of, like I stated before, music, art, movies, and in-game goods. Memorabilia. You know, again, if you have something that's extremely priceless, literally, if you are familiar with a tech coder, not a web developer, but a tech coder, you can have that person create an NFT for you. And, I mean, it's pretty much just that simple. You know, again, a web developer can't do that. It has to be a tech coder.
I get it.
You know what I'm saying? But the NFT cannot be duplicated either once it's created. Okay, and I think that's where you have a lot of the NFT scams that have come about through, you know, WhatsApp, Discord channels, where platforms like OpenSea have created multiple NFTs of the same type of model and make, and 95% of them are fake. So when you have that, and it's like, okay, well, how can I really trust the space? That's what an investor is looking at, whether they're new, old, or what have you. They're looking at that aspect. They're looking at the fact that how is this act factually worth value, and not only just worth value, but how is it authentic? Because a real NFT cannot be duplicated in any form or fashion. And so that's just my stance on it. You know, you have NFT exchanges like Upland. You know, I tried to put onto Upland for the past couple years. Upland, Upland Me is really been on point. It's nothing but real estate NFTs. It's a real estate NFT marketplace. And those are real properties that are on this platform. Okay, and to date, I own 53 of them. Okay, 50 in Chicago, 3 in Brooklyn and the Bronx, New York. So I'm thinking, like, okay, eventually these are going to be worth something because they can't be duplicated. Somebody else, I'll just give you an example. If I purchase a real estate NFT on Upland, nobody can come behind me and purchase that same property. NFT is what I'm stating. So it can't be duplicated. You know, once you got it, you got it. And it's connected to a blockchain. So it's all public record. So all of my NFTs on Upland are reported, and I hope people are listening to this and really writing this down. You know, but again, we don't influence anybody to, you know, go the route that I'm going, but I'm just giving heads up. I'm giving knowledge. Basically, the NFTs that I have purchased on the Upland NFT marketplace platform is directly connected to the EOS, which is Cosmos token blockchain. I mean, literally, if we were doing a video, I would literally post this live. Like, literally post them live. They're public record connected to the EOS Cosmos blockchain. And they cannot be duplicated. So, yeah, that's my stance. That's my thing. So, innovator, again, that's how I'm coming, brother.
I got you. I'm just, you know, I'm the bad cop on this side of the spectrum. So, like I said, I just, my biggest thing is just finding value in it. Like, at the end of the day, so a person can have all these NFTs, but how do you make money off of them? How do they gain value? Because all the research that I've done, I mean, I see nothing but people coming back saying, nah, NFTs are a scam. They're pumping dumps. You got plagiarized NFTs. You got phishing scams with NFTs. You got fake crypto influencers. You got outbidding scams that they're doing with NFTs. To make an NFT look like it has value, you got somebody pumping up the value so another unsuspecting person buys it, and then they're actually holding something that really doesn't have the value that they thought they did. I mean, and that's prevalent in the world right now. You know, I mean, there's, everything only has a value to the person to some degree, and then you got to find somebody else that has or sees a greater value in what you have, and they want it. You know what I mean? So it's for me, I'm still on the fence. It's just I need to see a lot more maturity in the level of, you know, where it's going to go. I just think it's so soon. And that if you do your due diligence and just, I'm just one of those people. I want to see the highway not just being built, but I want to see cars on that highway. And maybe I might be a little bit too late to the game. But I'm just one of those people that, you know, I'm very skeptical. You got a lot of feedback coming back. I don't know if it's your headphones or speakerphone or something. You're me on your side. Okay, that's better.
Okay. So, I mean, and again, I understand your point of view, and I understand the bad cop, but here's the good cop again.
Okay.
The good cop is the U.S. dollar is considered fungible. Did you know that?
that the U.S. dollar bill is considered fungible. It's considered fungible. Okay? And I just wanted to tell you that because of the fact that as we move forward into the future, cash is going to be non-existent, in my opinion. Okay? You have, and again, you have a lot of crypto enthusiasts out here who, you know, and again, I won't say experts because I don't believe anybody are crypto experts unless you are one of the founders of the space. You know, then I'll give you, you know, your flowers. But until then, no, I don't think so. You're just an individual that has more capital to invest than the average person. So with that being said, you got a bunch of crypto enthusiasts that believe that some of the pros of owning NFTs help to improve market efficiency. They believe they can be used to fractionalize physical asset ownership. The blockchain technology underpinning NFTs is allegedly extremely secure.
We know that's not true.
Also,
we know that's not true.
But of course, because you wouldn't have phishing, you wouldn't have all these scams, people would not have their life savings snatched away from them if that was the case. So I do. So in that regard, I do agree with you. You know what I'm saying? But bump all that. We back on the good cop, bad cop. So again, I'm still good cop.
Right.
I'm still good cop. And I'm saying right now that literally NFTs have the power in the future to divide asset ownership into fractions. Literally, it's coming. It's coming. It's coming to a theater near everybody. Now, again, I stated last year, crypto was at least 5 to 10 years before its time. I told that to Swift. Hey, Swift, crypto is 5 to 10 years before its time. However, let's get in. And again, there were others who I said, hey, come on, let's get in. Even my parents, I pulled them. Hey, come on, let's get in. You and I spoke, innovator. So, again, you know, again, we've had this conversation before about literally jumping in with 2 feet. But when things are all the scams and well, this coin is a meme coin, okay, this coin is a pump and dump. Nah, we got to pump our brakes on that. Because, again, we don't invest with what we can't lose.
Say that again for the people in the back. That's a major, major, major statement. Like, I live by that, but that is a major statement.
You know what I'm saying? Like, literally,
so essentially, you're saying don't invest what you can't lose, no matter what it is, whether it's crypto, whether it's NFTs, whether it's stocks. Do not invest what you can't lose.
Exactly.
Right. Right.
And you know, don't invest what you can't lose. Just, I mean, simple and plain.
Yeah, I learned that real early in the game when I started seeing companies that were, like, going bankrupt. I'm like, okay, wait a minute. Where's my money? Where's my stock? And it's like, yeah, they're going bankrupt. They're gone. It's, and then you see them come back either under another ticker or, you know, after they bankruptcy, they're back and, you know, your stocks were basically deemed worthless, and then now the new flush company is back in the game. Like, we got a second round around the track, and we're back, and we're better than ever. But, yeah, I learned that real early in the game.
You know, and again, I mean, it doesn't take rocket science. It doesn't take rocket science to figure out that, hey, I'm on a budget. I have a certain amount of money to deal with that fluctuates between week to week or month to month. And I've got a child. And expenses and, you know, medical bills and things of that nature. So, you know, when things start to mount and you're on a budget and you're like, you know what, you know,
So can I go back?
You know, it's just like you don't chance that.
Right.
You know, you don't chance that. You know, but again, it's hard to have conversations like that with some people because it's like, man, but, you know, let's take advantage of it now. And it's like, patience is a virtue. You know, patience is a true virtue. Like,
right.
No, I need to do more research and or I need to obtain more capital in order to feel comfortable with such an investment up front.
True. I'm a very cautious person by nature, so I'm cautious on investing, caution on when people present business opportunities or whatever the situation is. I'm very cautious, meaning I put way to, hey, this needs to make sense. This needs to look like this for me to feel comfortable. So, you know, I tend to just do due diligence, wait it out. You know, I don't want the first generation. I want to see what it looks like generation two. You know what I mean? I'm one of those types of people. Now, I do like to be, you know, first in a lot of things. I definitely, you know, like to try a lot of things, you know, just, you know, I'm front and center with a lot of things. So I'm not a person that's just like, oh, I don't want to try that new restaurant. I'll try things and get those experiences, but I'm just cautious too. So I think that's number one thing a lot of people need to do and need to, when they're looking at all of these new technologies as far as currency is concerned, do your due diligence. Don't just jump because you see everybody else jumping.
Exactly. But again, you know, we're talking about two factors, acting off impulse.
Right.
We're talking about acting off impulse, and we're also talking about basically, if I'm going to speak Ebonics, speedballing.
Right.
Literally chasing, I would say in this regard, chasing a dream that's basically going to fold in front of you within sometimes seconds, because the crypto markets never shut down. If we were just talking about the crypto markets and crypto investing, which we are, because this is a show about NFTs and, you know, about the scams surrounding NFTs within the crypto marketplace. Literally, you've got more people out here shook in their boots. Man, you know, if I own a certain type of NFT, is it actually authentic? Is it worth something? Is it a collectible? Okay, that's what the major question, I believe, that goes through the minds of a lot of investors. Okay?
I agree with that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, literally, you know, and again, I'm speaking, you know what I'm saying? I'm speaking Ebonics, people, you know. Cut me some slack. But, you know, again, NFTs are really, you know, some would consider, you know, very volatile. And they don't want to touch it with a 10-foot pole. Some believe that there are no value Just like you said, you know, you're the bad cop. You're the bad cop on this show. You know, you don't see any value in it. However, I'm saying you are correct on part of your stance. On part of your stance on NFTs, you are partially correct. However, there's another side, and again, it goes back to, as I stated before, real estate NFTs. Those are real. Those do have some value to them, because within that platform space, you can sell your real estate NFT to someone else for you for US dollar amount. So again, that's something to think about.
Right.
You know, but again, that's just my experience. I'm not saying that somebody else is in. Maybe if somebody else that's listening who's also on Upland that owns some real estate NFTs can vouch for that.
You know, for me, I need to see the person making money off of that. I need to, for me to get vested, for me to, I need to see a blueprint of someone winning on that platform in order for it to feel viable for me. Like, that's just where I am with it. Like, everything, I need, like I said, I need to see the roadway in front of me. Like, people have been selling dreams within, you know, business world for years. You know, hey, I'll sell you the other side of this for that. And hey, when this comes through, you're gonna make millions. And then find out they went the other way, and you're holding all this useless land. So I got to see that roadway being built. I had to see it being profitable before I can invest in anything, because that's just where the caution in me, that's where the bad cop in me is. And I just, the NFT space to me is just very, I don't know, it's just very, I'm one of those people like, how does it make sense? Like, you used a word that a lot of people probably aren't familiar with. But when you said it, it almost like you said it in a bad way. You were like, the U.S. dollar is fungible. Can you elaborate on that right there for me? When you said the U.S. dollar is fungible, is that a bad thing?
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's actually a great thing.
Well, the reason I say that, because it's tangible, right? So you can technically, in layman's terms, you get a dollar in your hand, you can see it, you can feel it, you can exchange it. Now, the thing
I'm sorry to cut you off. DJ Innovator, I'm sorry. We have breaking information. President, CEO, Eric Swift Finley is trying to get onto the platform. He's stating that he's calling in, it rings, and then he's getting a busy signal.
Let us dial it back. Can you confirm what?
And then he states that he goes back through the invite email, and it lets him on, but then it keeps kicking him off.
Okay, let's try this. First of all, let's see what number is he dialing through to get in. What number is he dialing?
He is dialing 319-527-6784.
All right. Give me 1 second. Let me just do a quick test real quick. 527-6784. Go on speaker.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
I'm in.
I'm in. I'm in. I'm in. I'm in. I'm in.
Have him do it again. Same number. He should be able to dial through because I'll see him when he calls in. Commercial break. We'll be right back.
For more information regarding crypto and stock market investing, please don't hesitate to purchase My Haunted Tales of Crypto, Volume 1, available for purchase in the following platforms: BarnesandNoble.com, Nook.com, Amazon.com, and the ebook can be purchased on the CryptoGeekLLC.com.
And we're back, and we're back, and we're back, and we're back, waiting on Mr. Swift. And a little bit of feedback from you too, Pedro.
Okay. I mean, you know, man, I'm blessed to be within this space, man. I'm blessed to have some real solid knowledge of this form of investing. You know, I like to, first and foremost, decide to send a very heartfelt message to Steve Claude Thompson's stepfather, who is in Chicago, Illinois, and is not doing well. The brother is in the hospital. Carmelite, we are praying for you on behalf of the Stock Talk with Pedro podcast show, cast and crew. We are sending hugs your way, brother, and a speedy recovery.
Amen. Amen. Let's see, did we get a Swift in there? I don't see him. Oh, well, let's keep the show rolling until we can get Swift on. You got some other great topics that you slated to cover.
Man, well, it's funny you mention that, Innovator, because literally it has been a lot going on within this week within the stock markets and the crypto markets. It's just been extremely bizarre. And I mean that to the 25th hour. And I am not BSing around. There has been some severe twists and turns within the news during the week in regards to a lot of different companies. And literally just some eye-opening headlines to report. So we have India bans broken rice exports. The NASDAQ 100 futures rise 0.5%. The S&P gains 0.3%. The U.S. index futures rise, NASDAQ 100 futures gain of also 0.3%. Southwest Airlines reaches tentative deal with mechanics union. Pillar settles tax dispute with IRS, will pay no penalties. Trump media.
I wish I had that luck. Hold on. I wish I had that kind of luck with the IRS. I hate to stop you, but man, I ain't got no break like that.
Hey, I know that's right, DJ Innovator.
All right, go ahead.
But again, Trump Media and Technology Group, SEC, needlessly delayed their review. BlackRock Income Trust shares fall 5% after hours after reverse stock split is reported. Google pays enormous sums to maintain search engine dominance, Bloomberg reports. DocuSign jumps on strong quarterly sales, raise billing outlook, reported by Bloomberg. Citadel Securities warns against sub-penny trading across stocks. Princeton to cover tuition, other costs for students from families earning less than $100,000 a year. Wow. Singapore's Whampoa Group to invest $100 million
via fund for digital assets. Michigan Supreme Court orders abortion rights proposal to be included on the November ballot. Amplify Energy to pay $5 million to settle criminal charges over California oil spill. The company Sterling lost 0.27% and the stock market is down to $1.15. The euro lost 0.09%, taking it down to 0.999 cents. Smith & Wesson shares drop as reports for gun demand in the U.S. Wish ditches new CEO after just 7 months of being hired. Citigroup wins appeal over $500 million wired by mistake. T-Mobile announces $14 billion share buyback program. That's huge, people. Billie Holiday's former New York City address asked for $13.995 million. Paul Allen's second super yacht hits the market for $90 million, reported by Bloomberg. Digital Media Solutions up 61% after hours on buyout approach. Thirty-year Treasury yield rises 3.441%. The 10-year Treasury yield rises 3.291%. The New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ observe a moment of silence in honor of Queen Elizabeth II, who unfortunately is being reported in the news, has passed away at age 96. Brazil's new bank aims to triple Brazilian clients, boost profitability. Blue Apron up 11% in the stock market. Investor Sandberg amends stock agreement. Former U.S. President Trump pays tribute to great woman Queen Elizabeth. India restricts rice exports, could fuel food inflation. So what does that mean, people? That could affect the rice that comes over here in the U.S., like, you know, Minute Rice and Uncle Ben's. There could be some issues, allegedly, you know, speculating coming up in the future. The United States consumer credit up 6.2% annual rate in July, percent gain in prior month. Citigroup wins appeal in $500 million Revlon transfer case. Centuries-old Merriam-Webster publisher Britannica looks to go public in 2023, reported by Bloomberg. That's going to be huge with their IPO. Facebook parent Meta Platforms cuts responsible innovation team. Tolbert, WTI. Oil climbs $1.60 a barrel, or nearly 2%, to settle at $83.54 a barrel on NYMEX. Elon Musk reports in the news, reported by Bloomberg, says SpaceX discussed iPhone satellite service with Apple. That's huge, people. Gensler supports another regulator having Bitcoin oversight. Twitter has agreed to pay whistleblower $7 million in a June settlement. SEC Chair Gensler calls on crypto tokens to come forward and register. JPMorgan Chase, Salesforce Incorporated share gains lead to Dow's 130-point jump. COMEX Gold settles at 0.43%, lower at 17 $1,500. And that's what we have to report in the news this week, people, on Stock Talk with Pedro podcast show, featuring myself, Pedro Thomas, and my engineer, producer, DJ Innovator on the ones and twos.
Yes, yes. I don't think we got Swiftco back online. I don't see him.
Well, what we can do, DJ Innovator, is we can...
You know what? I can call him. There he is. He just joined. Let me bring him in. He is. He is in there.
Okay, he's in. He's in. All right. All right, everybody. I'd like to bring onto the platform, without further ado, the CEO and president of Swiftco Entertainment Incorporated and Promotions, Mr. Eric Swift Finley. But that's Mr. Swift to you.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you. Appreciate you. Honored to be on the show. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, brother. How you feel? How you feel? Welcome to the platform. Welcome to the platform. We're glad to finally have you join us tonight. What's going on with you, brother? Because you have been busy.
Oh man, yeah, man. I'm blessed, brother, and I'm trying to be on here and you know and soak up some of this knowledge and pass on what I know. And hopefully we can get this, you know, we can keep this going and go ahead from there.
Well, we would like to, first and foremost, thank you for coming onto the platform. We know you're a very busy man. You've got your hands in everything. You run multiple businesses up under Swiftco Entertainment. And we know that you got a big family. So with that being said, we are very humbled to have you join us tonight. And I just want to get your perspective, Swift. I mean, you know, brother, you own real estate, you got restaurants, you've got grocery stores, you know, you do A&R promo, you've got artists signed up under you. You do it all. You're a father, you know, a husband, but you're also first and foremost an investor. And from your perspectives, what's your take on scams with these NFTs, brother?
Oh, wow. I mean, with the NFTs, you know, I believe it's the good and the bad with everything, you know. I think it's set up and the intentions are well, but the misuse has overshadowed maybe the intentional purposes of the NFTs. It's a thing of definitely of the future. I mean, well, a near future.
Right.
It's just, as you know, like I said, it's just been the bad that's really the overshadowed the scams, the lack of knowledge that has given it a bad rep.
And you know what? And I'm gonna tell you, you spot on with that, because the sales of NFTs, I mean, and just the commercials, the who's who, it's going down. It's like the morale. It's like, you know, being on a basketball team or a football team, you know what I'm saying? And the morale is just not there anymore. So how can the team really be successful if the morale, if there's, you know what I'm saying, if there's no positivity there? You know, so I get it. But then you got a lot of people shook on the fact that they don't want to lose their life savings. You know, they don't want to lose this. They don't want – people are tight with their money. And I think it's nothing but a chess game, actually. I really do. I take investing as a chess game. You know, it's all about how you maneuver within the space. But, yeah, you know, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, literally, you own crypto. You own crypto coins. I mean –
Like, can you share with us what your experiences have been up to this point? Because you actually been investing, like, in stocks even before I did. You started investing back in 2015. I started in 2017. So can you share with the, with our listeners exactly how you started out, like, and, you know, like, basically how you move in this game of chess with with investing?
Calculated risk. Very strategic, calculated risk with someone to cover or a piece to cover another piece with a chance to win.
Right.
I play it like a chessboard. I sit back. First of all, I'm not taking anything or putting anything into it that I may need or anything that I know I'm going to need. I'm not going to put my kids' college fund. I'm not going to put my mortgage money. You know,
right.
I'm actually taking excess funds.
Right.
With that, that's the key, I believe. You know, it's everything is energy. You know what I'm saying? The mentality. You know, if you worried about the money, nine times out of ten, something may happen. So out of sight, out of mind, I take excess money. I start strategically. You know, I do my research, my studying. I watch it for a while, see its tendencies, ups to downs. You know, is it this day it goes down, this hour it goes down, this hour it goes up? You know, I watch it. You know, I'm very patient with that. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm deliberate in my moves. So, first of all, I'll take that. And once I narrow them down to the ones I want, I'll take that risk, you know, and it usually works for me. And then I'll let it grow. But the one thing I believe you have to be when you're playing with the stocks and the markets, you have to be close on. You have to watch because 5 minutes can be 5 minutes too long. You can lose
exactly.
Everything.
I mean, that's great point, man. Hey, innovator, you hear that, right? You hear what he said? 5 minutes can be 5 minutes too long.
Yep. I know that well, too.
So I really keep, when I'm up or if stocks that I really, you know, did some research on that I believe in or, you know, it's kind of looking shaky, I may watch them, you know, pretty much for every seems like every other minute. Or at least every
right.
5 minutes on the hour, I keep an eye on it. You know, once I see it is the growth, you know, I let it grow. If I see it start decreasing, you know, I don't panic immediately. You know, I wait a little bit. And if it starts withdrawing rapidly, you know, I withdraw. You know, that's the thing. I don't care if I am up. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to lose what they're giving me or what I've earned. So I'll pull and play. You know, I'll wait it out. I'll sit on the bench for a while, you know what I'm saying, and do my research again, reinvest, re-up, and just, it's just rinse and repeat. You know, that's my personal techniques.
Right. And again, you know, Swift, you know, I can't debate you on that, because I mean, again, you're describing chess. You're describing, like, man, you just sit back and you wait, you chill, you fall back, and you're watching the ticket to see, okay, like, all right, how's this crypto flowing? How are these stocks? What's these ETFs doing? You know what I'm saying? The price of gold going up and down. But as you stated, it's a risk. Everything is a risk. And I mentioned that in last week's show. Everything's a risk, but there's some people that will take that leap. They'll take that quantum leap without hesitation. But then you have some people that'll be like, nah, I'm hesitant. I'm still going to straddle the fence. And I think that's what separates us from other people, from other investors, is because we're not afraid to, you know, we got one foot in, one foot out type method. And but the one foot in is a significant amount, can change the trajectory of either one of us,
right,
in our positions, in our positions in life. You know what I'm saying? So with that, I come with like, okay, this, I'm going to maneuver it within this space as if I'm a chess piece, and I'm going to patiently, or a poker player, and I'm going to wait it out when other people are like, nah, I'm just going to spend, man, that cash is just burning in the pocket.
Right.
Nah, I'm okay. Like, nah, I'm okay. I'm going to wait it out, and I'm going to see, because I think on the other side of that fence, it's more greenery. It's more demand to make more money, to acquire more dividends than sitting there and speedballing. And again, people, I'm speaking Ebonics when I say this, speedballing through everything like Tasmanian Devil. And that's just a number one no-no for poor investing. Those are the ones who
like,
I consider crash and burn.
Yeah, you can't really make conscious decisions in anything in life when you just, when you're not just doing your research. Research is key.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Taking a still moment, taking it back and relax, and looking and at everything, using your senses. You know, that's, it's the same. It's critical. It's critical in this in life, and it's critical in the crypto game. It's critical in stock. It's critical pretty much everywhere. You have to, but in this stop, you have to be very careful into just not following the trends. That's a lot that, you know, that's a lot of things that happen. And that's what gives you the bad rap, because everybody jumps into the trend. They don't do they don't get well versed, or they don't, you know, do their research or their education. So they just do for what they hear. And that leads into where we go in with the scams. You know, you just see your homie or somebody say, hey, I woke up and made $2,000 today. You, quite naturally, you want to know how to do that as well. So
exactly.
Person may have been a seasoned, they may know, you know, off. You know, they might know market. They might know that, you know, they might know the game, you know, opposed. So they may have did their research. They may have an inside trader, whatever the case may be. You just, okay, well, you bet it on this. That's what people look at it. Beginners look at it as gambling. Oh, what did you bet on? You know.
Exactly.
And it is more than that. So. You know, it just doesn't, like you said, when you're just moving too fast and just trying to jump in the lane, you're usually going to get hit.
And that will happen. I mean, I think that is one of the most factual things within the investing in any of the markets, is if you jumping in with 2 feet and you all in like a poker game, 9 times out of 10, you're going to walk away with nothing. And that's when, you know, junior's college money is gone. You know, the wife's 10-year wedding vow renewal is a wash, because you don't have the funds. You know, that was, you know, now you fussing and fighting trying to get a second mortgage. You know what I'm saying? Like, unnecessary actions that produce bullshit results. You know, and again, and amateur, you know, and it's just, and like you said, it's just amateur. For those of the beginners, those investors that are beginners that, yo, well, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna invest in. I'm gonna buy a stock of Amazon. Okay, but what do you know about Amazon outside of they got Amazon Prime and all like that, and they come to your, they deliver to you within the same day, depending on what time you put your order through. You know, what else do people really know about the company? And I'm talking about the beginning, a beginner investor. I'm not talking about anybody intermediate, pro level, or something like that. I'm talking about only the beginner.
Okay? Pretty much.
I'm only referring to the beginner.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much,
you know,
nothing.
And, yeah. And I mean, again, it's like, man, like, what are you doing? Like, it's just like, you know, what is that person doing? Like, okay, man, you went all in on Amazon, but do you know their return on investment? Do you know the return on, I mean, are people reading the charts? That's another thing, Swift. That's another thing, innovator. People don't read those charts. People don't look at the charts on these different
levels. Yeah, that's another thing. Yeah, I used to be doing some investments, man, for a while, Pete. I mean, Pedro, I've been doing it when I used to have to look at the Sun Times. I used to look at the stocks in the Sun Times with my little basic rights. I used to start with the little regular stuff when I was young, man. Like the
That's old school.
Reading the numbers, playing with the over and the under, man. Like, man, what my advice to anybody that's invested or interested in investing, don't play the game with nothing you can't afford to lose. That's just it. That's my only advice in financial advice. Don't play the game with nothing that you can't afford to lose. Depression. It's just, like I said before, it's just an unamount of energy. You know what I'm saying? Energy is key. You know, I'm a real energy person. So, you know, if you under pressure and you playing with something, you taking half of your mortgage and you hoping on in a couple of days to be in quadruple it, it's not going to happen. Just the energies and the forces of the world is just not going to probably allow that to happen to you or for you. You know, when you're at a relaxed state, you know, you can take a, you know, and it's nothing. You can, hopefully you can put a, you know, you can probably put $30, $40, $50 around, and then you do your research and you do investment. You do, like, once again, calculated risk. You put a $10. We all know about the penny stocks. Those can make it. Those will never break you, but they can definitely make you.
Yes, they can. Yes, they can. And with that being said, I definitely want to get DJ Innovator and get his aspect, because literally there were his investment strategy, Swift, is a force to be reckoned with. This brother does it by the book. You know what I'm saying? It's fractional shares. I mean, he's attacking every pay period or when he gets a chance. And just, you know, it's just like a lumberjack knocking a tree down. It's just with that axe. It's just one after the other, one hit after another, boom, until it just falls over.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I'm saying? I've learned from DJ Innovator as well on some of his tactics and how he controls and runs his portfolio, especially within the stock market, as well as within the crypto market. So with that being said, you know, it's, you know, we kind of bounce off one another. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we bounce off each other. It's my belief that when you are an investor, you need to be a sponge. You need to soak up everything you come in contact with. It's especially when it comes to variables of knowledge.
And with this, this, you have to stay pretty much up to date because there's no regulation. We all know it's not regulated. So once again, that five minutes can mean everything. You have to stay on the ball. You have to stay in tune with what's going on. Which of these apps are the ones that's really, because we all know it's some of these places out here that's not even legitimate. You know, they got people buying funds or stocks or bonds, you know, under a false assumption. You know, we talked about that, Pete.
Right. Right. Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
You know,
I mean,
we don't say no names, you know, we ain't gonna, you know, but, you know, it's wild out here. You know, you just.
I mean, but I'm going to tell you, Swiss, it's reported in the news, brother. So, I mean, this is a public platform. It's reported in the news, and, I mean, it's no crime against or, you know, no diss or anything like that against mentioning the name of a company and or individual that has already come across the front page news or, you know what I'm saying, like, or literally, or your TV screen. Like,
okay, well, I'll leave that up to you. I don't want to get your show shut down.
No. We greatly appreciate it. You know, but like I said, but I mean, again, like you said, everything is, you know, when it boils down to it, calculated risk to get involved in this game, in this industry, in what we call the stock game, the investing game, the crypto game. And if you're not willing to come into the space and be willing to lose, then you're damn sure not going to win.
Exactly.
Because literally, as you stated, as we've all agreed, that it's really boils down to patience, man, and waiting it out instead of and got that one foot in the door, but the other one is out. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, again, I'm talking Ebonics, people. Literally. You know, it's equivalent to gambling. Like you said, gambling, a dice game.
It is gambling.
Might as well be shooting craps.
Yeah, it is gambling at the end of the day, because everything you're doing on anticipation that your hand is going to win, essentially. So it is a gamble. Because whenever you get into any game, you're taking the risk that I'm going to win, I'm going to lose. And as the generation, what are they calling them, Generation Z or X or whatever, to the moon.
Gen Z,
everything to the moon. They got on Robinhood and got on Reddit. And to the moon, it's not going to the moon. And it's like, man, you better know that that's going to come right back down. It's not going to stay high forever.
Exactly. But I'm going to tell you, with that being said, Innovator, I would like to thank Swiss Finley for coming on to the show tonight. Swiss, it's been a pleasure, brother.
Man, always.
We definitely would love to have you on the show again for some of our future episodes that we got coming up. And, you know, again, we'd love to have you back on the platform. I know that you are, you know, man, an independent music mogul. However, DJ Innovator has a podcast, has his launch of his podcast, WorldNet Radio, that will be launching within the coming months. And, man, I really think with the artists that you obtain, Swift, man, that could be an eye-opening experience.
Oh yeah,
exposure.
It'd be great, man. You know, I'm willing. I love rocking out with my people, man. You know what I'm saying? I believe in unity. I believe in the power of numbers. You know, and like I said, I've stated several times, I'm an energy person. You know, the more energy, the better, man. So, man, I'm willing to support, you know, anybody and everybody. So, let's get it, man. And I definitely appreciate y'all, and I'm honored. And I'm honored once again, Pedro and man, Innovator. Man, it's a blessing, brother.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because like I'm saying, man, we want to take this. It's our goal to continue to dish financial literacy to the masses, as well as, you know, create that premise of generational wealth, at least a form of generational wealth, through investing and knowing how to be smart about things. You know, we are young kings, and that's the way it's supposed to be. So with that being said, we thank you graciously for coming on to the show. We'll have you again for future episodes. I'd like everybody to be looking out for that. Eric, Mr. Swift, Finley will be on the show, President, CEO of Swift Co. Entertainment and Incorporated. So with that being said, DJ Innovator, please take us out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Listening to Stock Talk with Pedro and DJ Innovator. Now that you've heard our very first episode of Stock Talk with Pedro, I want to let you in on something coming real soon. It's the world relaunch of World Net Radio, hosted by me, DJ Innovator. What you'll be getting is some of the best music from around the world from independent artists, a lot of contests, and a lot of giveaways. It'll be launching real soon here on the network. Stay tuned.